Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
And trying not to screw it up, Brian Lehrer on WNYC. We thank Mayor Bloomberg for doing our ribbon cutting. One of the things that mayors do, virtual ribbon cutting in this case. The good news for Mayor Bloomberg, by the way, comes in a New York Times poll today. Even though most New Yorkers think the city is heading in the wrong direction right now, the economy and so forth, he remains overwhelmingly popular with a 67% approval rating. We will take your calls on the city and the mayor in a few minutes in our first call-in from our brand new home at 160 Varick Street. But as fate would have it, the very day of our first show away from our old home at 1 Center Street, Center Street is in the news. It'll be involved in the mayor's latest quality of life experiment. Have you heard about this? For three Saturdays in August, the city will take a substantial route on the east side of Manhattan. Do you say route or do you say route? I'll say route. We'll take a substantial route on the east side of Manhattan. Is that a regional thing? What do they say in Kansas? Anyway, and turn it into a four-mile-long car-free zone open to pedestrians and bicyclists and others. It'll go from City Hall up Center Street, Lafayette Street, 4th Avenue, then Park Avenue, all the way to 72nd Street, plus a few lanes on 72nd Street to connect with Central Park. Good idea. Jeanette Sadiq Khan, the city's transportation commissioner, is really into this, and she joins me now. Commissioner, welcome back to WNYC. Hello.
Good morning, Brian, and congratulations on your new studio and your new Peabody Award.
Thank you very, very much. And you should have heard all the nice things the mayor was saying about you off the air, how brilliant you are and what great ideas you have. So is this one of yours?
Well, the mayor, when I marched with him in a parade last summer, kept telling me about the importance of experimenting and just keep experimenting. And so one of the things that I've been really impressed in traveling to different cities is what they've done to transform their public spaces and their streets and to make them as appealing and friendly as possible for pedestrians. And so we're looking at that and going to be implementing a car-free playground for New Yorkers and for tourists, and we think it's going to be a great deal of fun.
Now, let's see. Did I get that route right? Did you hear me trace it from City Hall up through Central Park and 5th Avenue, Central Park, 72nd Street?
Yeah, we're basically going to be going up Lafayette. We're not going up Center, but we're going up Lafayette, 4th Avenue, then Park Avenue up to 72nd Street, and then 72nd Street into Central Park. So it's about 6.9 miles of roadway to walk, to stroll, to rollerblade.
And all contiguous, right? You don't have to cross any streets to do it?
Nope. It's a completely car-free corridor for everybody to just get out and play. So the major crosstown streets will remain open, but we will have police officers stationed all along the route. And so we think it's going to be easy and fun and safe, and we've been working very closely with our partners at the police department and with other agencies to make sure that we keep the city moving.
And that'll be three Saturdays this summer, August 9th, 16th, and 23rd. We can take phone calls for New York City Transportation Commissioner Jeanette Sadiq Khan right now. We have a brand new, albeit temporary, I gather, call-in number for now in our brand new home, and that is 646-778-3729. 646-778-3729. I did figure out, by the way, that 3729 corresponds with the letters F-R-A-Y. So we might say get into the fray and call 646-778-FRAY or 646-778-3729 to tell us what you think about this idea of closing off that long a route within Manhattan, on the east side of Manhattan, on three Saturdays this August. We know some merchants are not so happy about it. A lot of other people, though, seem very happy about it. Also wonder about your suggestions, listeners, for other possible routes, because this is just 3 days. This is just an experiment. How about in other boroughs? How about outside the city, too, not under the mayor's jurisdiction or Jeanette Sadiq Khan's jurisdiction, but we'll see that your county executives get this. Go to WNYC.org and click on Brian Lehrer Show if you want to post that, or call us 646-778. See, I haven't memorized it yet. 646-778-3729 or 646-778-FRAY. The mayor made sure to say this is an experiment, commissioner, not a permanent change. How will you measure if the experiment is a success?
Well, we believe that we are expecting anywhere between 150,000 and 300,000 New York City residents from all five boroughs and visitors are going to participate on these three Saturdays. And so given the fact that we're also including sort of fitness and dance and yoga classes, along with some musical and cultural entertainment, we think it's going to be one of the iconic
Wait, I have to jump in here. You're going to have city-sponsored yoga going on in the street?
Yes, we will. One of our sponsors is Crunch, and they have agreed to host on every event day fitness, dance, and yoga classes. And we're also working with different local groups to do the same thing. So we think it's going to be an incredible extravaganza of stretching, walking, breathing, dancing.
That's great. So I should say that not everyone is happy about this. I am. I'm going to disclose here. I think this is great. I think this is a step toward a more livable city. So I'm entirely for this. If anybody is against it, please call in and make your voice heard. But the people not happy about this include parking garages along the way who say they will lose a big day's worth of business each week, and some store owners along the way who say they get deliveries on Saturday. One guy is quoted in the Times saying, merchandise doesn't fall from the sky. What do you say to them?
Well, it's been very successful, Brian, in all sorts of cities around the world. I was in Bogota earlier this year and saw what it was like for merchants to see 1.5 million people out there walking and strolling and buying things. And so we think that it's going to be a net plus. As the mayor pointed out yesterday, will there be some minor inconveniences? Probably. Will we be able to work them through? Absolutely. And we're spending a lot of time with all of the different businesses and commercial establishments along the route. It's an experiment, and we're trying to do something a little differently. We're really trying to take a different look at our 6,000 miles of streets. You know, they're some of the most in-demand real estate in the nation. And so treating it a little differently is a very important part of what we're trying to do in terms of making this a more livable, sustainable city. So we're very much going to be working with different businesses and commercial providers to make sure that we can accommodate their needs and concerns. But again, we have to really focus on what we can do to improve the quality of life in the city. And for many of us, our streets are our front yards. And, you know, having an initiative that allows people to use those streets without vehicles there, I think, is a very important symbol of what it means to be a greater, greener New York.
Will there be some exemptions, like for delivery vehicles?
What we're doing is we've got police officers that are going to be stationed at each side street to direct traffic and to allow local access and deliveries for residents.
All right. We've got, guess what? No surprise, full board of phone calls. In fact, as soon as I gave out the new number, people had no trouble digesting 646-778-FRAY. And Peter in Manhattan was one of the first people to call in. Hi, Peter.
Hi, congratulations. Hi. I think a 7-mile playground in Manhattan on streets is just great. My question is, I heard that the hours were going to be 7 a.m. to 1 p.m., and given that it's a Saturday, I'm wondering why not until 5 p.m.?
Well, that's a very good question. One of the things that we wanted to do is again, look at this on an experimental basis and to make sure that we're sort of minimizing the effect. So we're starting out with 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. because we were taking into account the traffic impacts, and that's a low-volume window of time. So, again, we're starting out here, and hopefully if it's successful, we'll be able to expand that envelope.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you. Arthur in Manhattan is a skeptic. Right, Arthur?
Thank you, Brian. This program is one of a series that the city has carried on over a number of years. It's a lousy public health policy. The reason for that is that it displaces air pollution from the areas that are car-free to the areas where traffic congestion is greatly intensified. One of the things that you haven't heard from the commissioner is whether or not the city is conducting an environmental impact study to see how bad the air pollution gets all around this car-free zone.
In other words, it might create hot spots just outside the zone.
Absolutely, and the reason they do not study the air pollution around these car-free zones is that they're not required to do so in these so-called experiments for less than 6 months. That apparently is the federal rule. So they've been doing this in Central Park and various other places around the city for years and getting away with murder in terms of air pollution.
So you think, Arthur, that even though this is done with a sort of green livable city philosophy, that it's actually going to be worse for public health?
Certainly, in all the areas around these symbolic token areas.
So, Commissioner, have you studied the potential environmental effect from cars bunching up just outside the zone, and will you study it?
No, Brian, what we did is we selected three consecutive Saturdays in August and windows from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. that are very low traffic volume days, and particularly in these corridors. So we don't believe that there is going to be congested hotspots associated with this kind of proposal. In fact, we think it's going to be quite the reverse. We think that we're going to see a lot of people taking public transit. We've also got a bike share program that we're including as part of this Summer Streets program. So we think that we're going to have a lot more people that are going to be hopping on their bikes and enjoying the ride, that are going to be walking around, that are going to be strolling around. And we think that it's going to actually be a net positive on the environmental side.
So your prediction is that there'll be fewer cars on the road total as a result of these street closings?
Yeah, and New Yorkers are very familiar with this type of an approach. You know, they know that on big event days, whether it's the marathon or whether it's the Macy's parade, you know, that they know that the best thing to do is to get out of their car and get on public transportation. So New Yorkers are sophisticated a lot. They know what their options are.
And will you measure it? Because one of Arthur's concerns is that you're not obligated to measure it under the law and that you won't actually measure whether people do drive less around these closed streets.
Well, we will be doing a before and after study. It's not for environmental review purposes, but we are going to definitely be measuring the impact, which we think will be positive on the streets of New York.
And if you're just joining us, Brian Lehrer on WNYC, our first broadcast from our brand-new home on 160 Varick Street. And with us as our first guest, after Mayor Bloomberg was here to kind of do an audio ribbon cutting, Jeanette Sadiq Khan, the city's transportation commissioner, talking about the experiment for three Saturdays coming this August for a long car-free zone open to pedestrians and bicyclists and others, going basically from City Hall up Lafayette Street, 4th Avenue, Park Avenue, all the way to 72nd and Park, and then over to Central Park. A couple of comments coming in on our website. Nick in Brooklyn says it's about time driving is treated as the privilege that it is and not a right, and the rights of New Yorkers on the whole are put above the desires of the few. HJS writes, can't wait, wish they did it all weekend, all summer. Cars are not needed in Manhattan. But Obi in New York City, identifying him or herself as in New York City, says this is just another shameful example of the mayor bending over backwards to suck up to his affluent friends in Manhattan at the expense of everyone else in the city. The exact same motivation that fueled the whole congestion pricing fiasco. It's going to cause untold traffic headaches for the rest of us, and I'm sure this so-called experiment will soon be made permanent. Is there really a clamor for city-sponsored yoga in the streets of New York? What about this being at the expense of others because of the traffic tie-ups it'll cause?
Well, we don't think that this is going to be at the expense of others. In fact, we think that it increases the opportunity for people to get out and play. We've got a series of sponsors that are putting on these events for us for free, and we think that it's going to be a lot of fun for people to get out there. And we think that the disruptions are going to be minimal, and we think the opportunities for play are going to be extraordinary.
Adam in Riverdale, you're on WNYC with Commissioner Jeanette Sadiq Khan. Hi, Adam.
Good morning, Brian. Congratulations, your new space. Commissioner, great plan. However, the last email hit my point exactly. I grew up in Queens. I live in Riverdale. What are the plans? Why not do this for the Grand Concourse in the Bronx, where people who work in the city and live in the city need the green air, you know, the green space as well? Why not do it on Queens Boulevard in Forest Hills, a very congested neighborhood as well? Why not do it on Atlantic Avenue in Brooklyn? What's to prevent you from doing that? Why focus only on the city? What about the residents of the city that live in the outer boroughs? It's just a typical neglect by City Hall that the rest of us don't really count as much as the people who live in Manhattan.
Well, we are just, I think those are very good points, and again, this is something that, as Mayor Bloomberg pointed out, We're doing it on an experimental basis, and if it's successful, and we think that it will be, we would be expanding this beyond Manhattan to include other boroughs. So keep those good suggestions coming, because we'll be looking to them after we take a review of this summer and identify additional areas that we might want to get this done.
I would also suggest that, you know, we not just focus it on areas of where the upper middle class and the upper class concentrate, but the areas where people who drive the buses, who work in the subways, cops, anything. I mean, areas like, I mean, I drive on the Grand Concourse, I drive on Queens Boulevard, and those areas cry for something like this.
Well, it's a very good point. I have to tell you that in Bogota, where I was, and I took a look at what was going on in Paris, too, it wasn't so much where it was just the diversity of people that came out to play. And so whether you're from Queens, whether you're from Brooklyn, whether you're from the Bronx, coming out and enjoying this incredible pedestrian-friendly space, basically a pedestrian park, is something that we encourage everybody to do. And again, if successful, which we think it will be, we'll be looking to roll this out on a larger basis citywide.
Before we finish up with Jeanette Sadiq Khan, I threw this out at the top, but with Adam and Riverdale's call just there as motivation, let me encourage a lot of you who are not in Manhattan or live elsewhere in Manhattan to go to our webpage, go to the comments page. A lot of people are already writing in pro and con about this, as I've heard, and with examples from other cities. Go to WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehrer Show, and write down your suggested routes for weekend no-car zones anywhere in the city, from any borough. Adam in Riverdale. Actually, Adam, are you still there?
I'm still here.
Do you have a suggested route? Give me an idea. Is there one that goes through Riverdale? Go ahead.
The Grand Concourse from the Third Avenue Bridge, right on up past Yankee Stadium, up, I don't know how far up the Fordham Road. That area is incredibly congested. They've got incredible problems with asthma in the South Bronx. That should be a car-free zone, almost period.
I'm going to leave it there. Okay, so there's one. Third Avenue Bridge coming from Manhattan up the Grand Concourse past Yankee Stadium to Fordham Road. How about that? So how about yours? From any borough or outside the city, we'll see that your county executive in New York or New Jersey gets this. Go to WNYC.org and click on Brian Lehrer Show and post yours. By the way, Commissioner, interesting posts coming in from people with experiences in other cities. Henry in Brooklyn writes, my friend who's from Bogota, where this idea originates, told me that the execution of this in Manhattan is the wrong approach, that this would best fit the outer boroughs first, more suited since they're more residential. Someone else writes about this on Sundays in Rio. Every Sunday, they close the major avenue along the ocean, rain or shine, there are thousands of people out walking, biking, skating, and enjoying time with kids and toy wagons. And someone else says they do this in Boston on Memorial Day on a particular route out there. You know what I want to ask? Is there – you know that bicyclists – we like to think that bicyclists and pedestrians always get along without the cars, but you know that's not always the case. Mm-hmm. Will there be designated bike lanes and pedestrian lanes along this route?
No, well – The beauty of Park Avenue is that it's got the median, and so it's easy to do the uptown and the downtown lanes that way. We're not cordoning off different bike lanes and pedestrian lanes, and in fact, that's not how it works in other cities that have implemented this.
So it's not really going to be good for biking, it doesn't sound, right? Because
it's going to be good for biking, but what we've seen in other cities is that it works just fine to have people walking and biking together. Again, it's a big, long corridor, and so we don't think that that's going to be an issue. We also have people from Bogota who have been advising us. We've reached out to the other cities that have done this, and so we're really bringing in the best practices, what's worked in other cities, in formulating and implementing this plan.
And you're going to avoid the look of a tacky street fair, right? No funnel cakes?
No funnel cakes, no tube socks. There are no vendors. This is purely a playground event and a great way to get out and play and take a dance class and walk around and really enjoy extraordinary streets.
All right. Once again, folks, it'll be 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. I'm sure you'll be hearing a lot more about it before these three Saturdays this summer. when it'll take place, August 9th, 16th, and 23rd, along that route on the east side that we've been laying out. Jeanette Sadiq Khan, Transportation Commissioner in New York City. Congratulations on the experiment. Can't wait to see how it works.
Thanks, Brian. We look forward to seeing you out there.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and we're clearing our phone lines. And now to that call in on the mayor. The New York Times poll out today finds Mayor Bloomberg is still extremely popular with a 67% approval rating, but most people don't know what his accomplishments are. So call us and tell us your favorite accomplishment of Mayor Bloomberg and what's the worst thing he's done. 212, the right phone number is 646-778-3729. Our call-in number for today, 646-778-3729, 646-778-3729. The best and worst of Mayor Bloomberg. We'll take your calls after this.